Welcome to TIP-TV, where we are joined by James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Very good, thanks very much, Zach. Very good indeed.
Right, have you recovered from the general election and the rate hike last night?
There is no recovering from the general election. I don't think there's any recovering from all of the politics that's going on there over the last 12 months or so. But yes, of course, the Fed rate hike yesterday, and it's interesting, wasn't it? Because there were talks beforehand that this was potentially going to be another dovish hike, where we'd get a hike, but she would say, well, no more rate hikes this year, or maybe only just the one rate hike this year. But of course, a lot of it was then focused on the balance sheet and the unwinding of the balance sheet, taking out this quantitative easing, which has been propping up the economy for such a long time. And that's why, I mean, the market reaction to it was fairly aggressive both ways, wasn't it? We saw one move one way, then a complete and utter reversal. Now, first thing this morning, we've seen real negativity in terms of a lot of the equity markets. I think in terms of the overall how people are feeling about what happened, I mean, I think Janet Yellen always wanted to keep to the line of there's going to be these three rate hikes this year. Remember, of course, last year she told us there would be two and there wasn't any. And then now we're finally talking about three rate hikes. But the fact that we're going to get three, probably one in December, goes away because we now just talk about the unwinding of the balance sheet. But what I found interesting was she was talking about the confidence that she had in the jobs market. But of course, in the jobs market, we've got exactly the same story as what we've currently got going on here in the UK. The fact that wage growth is stagnant and the numbers there haven't grown barely at all in the US, and inflation is ticking higher. Now, inflation is not as high as the 2.9% we've got here in the UK, but still inflation is ticking higher. Now, yes, okay, the overall unemployment number might be okay, and even the non-farm payroll figure hasn't been great over the last couple of months, but still that wage growth is a big issue, and of course people aren't having any other helping hands anywhere else in terms of the general consumer. So I think that's the worrying point.
But do you think that she's raising interest rates in the US as if the infrastructure and the tax cuts are going to be there anytime soon, and obviously we don't even know if they're going to be any?
Yeah, now, of course, this is the point. When Janet Yellen said we were going to get three rate hikes, it was all on the back of President Trump being elected and this amazing fiscal policy, which was going to really revitalize the US economy. Yes, it was going to cost a fortune, but it was going to pump stimulus into that economy like never before. Now, we haven't got any of those things actually happening. And as you say, we don't actually know if we are going to get them yet. Janet Yellen is continuing along with the run of well, let's stick to the plan, let's go for three rate hikes, let's unwind the balance sheet, start reducing all this, because sooner or later all that stuff is going to go through. Or is that a thought? I mean, that's the other question. Is she thinking that? Is she thinking this stuff's going to go through, or does she have a choice? I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions around the Janet Yellen Donald Trump relationship, of course, but still, the fact is that we do have this big move, and it is an important move to start taking away that stimulus. And Janet Yellen tells us the US economy is ready, but all of those things that are going to help the US economy aren't in place.
Right, and so basically yesterday's hike was a hawkish hike, wasn't it, really? Because you start mentioning the balance sheet, people, that bursts their bubble, doesn't it? I mean, literally in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we expected the dovish hike, and we had heard rumblings about the balance sheet, but, and again, what we got was definitely a hawkish term, because they're taking out a lot of that stimulus, but it's about when they're going to start. And the term now is that they're going to start relatively soon. Now, I mean, she could now say relatively soon at each meeting for the next 6 months, but we just don't know what that means. Some say it could start July. I think the smart money is probably on September for this to start, so the tapering or the reduction of that balance sheet to start in September, another rate hike in December, and then everyone's happy. But as we said, not everyone's happy unless you have other things which are going to then help this economy higher, or that wage growth starts to increase that little bit, which if you look at the past numbers, it doesn't look like it's going to. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions here about whether the US economy is right for it. But then again, if you were talking about just rate hikes, I think we all would have been able to say that the US economy has been ready for rate hikes for probably 2 years.
Okay, just quickly on the pound, is there any line in the sand? Would you say, well, the pound, that's gone, it's chaos, it's going to be, you know, it's a one-way bet?
I mean, yeah, it's all a bit all over the place, isn't it, at the moment? Again, we've got the politics side, which is causing all sorts of problems. I mean, there's potential headlines coming out from David Davis, who's the Brexit secretary, who's talking about the fact that this is going to be much softer now. And of course, a softer Brexit is good news for the pound. But I mean, there are so many unanswered questions around there at the moment that it's just. I mean, that is the UK government and the UK political scene and Brexit is a bigger mess than the Eurozone itself. So, I mean, who knows what's coming out next from the UK? It's the laughing stock of the world currently.
Well, on that happy note, James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at UKFX, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.